What you've been waiting for 10:30, no later than. Drop them drawers, I know what you want. My man is your man, hurt is her man too. My man is your man, hurt that's her man. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, I just keep him satisfied. Stroke it, baby. Work it, baby. Work it, baby. Stroke it. There is something I want you to
say. I want you to use yourself.
Yeah.
Like you never ever used it before.
Never.
We are live, and I don't hear all this. I have music in my ear. You guys hear that too?
Yeah.
Is it Aaron did this stuff here? You in tune to WTT Radio? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? It's your boy So Debonair. We filling in for Catch That T.
Wait, yeah.
With the Shade Crew, I am your hostess with the mostest.
Mama, what's up, girl? I think Mama was kind of shady. What you think, Aaron?
I don't think there's a lot of shade that goes on in this room.
Oh.
I think there's more shade that goes on after the before the Shade Crew comes on.
Then during the show, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Aaron is like stepping in with us today. Everybody's guest host here today in this room.
Am I Aaron on this show?
Oh, so Debonair, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm shocked Phillip Prince might step in too. He's out in the lounge laying down, being gorgeous and relaxed.
Yes, but we are taking over Catch That T with the Shade Crew. We're taking over their show since they couldn't be here today. I don't know why, but...
I don't know why either. Well, Josh is having a housewarming party today. Is that his name, Josh? Just having a housewarming party today.
Oh, that's Shade right there.
I mean, like, is that he's calling himself on the radio, Josh?
Yeah, Mo, is that Shade?
I mean, yeah, he called himself Josh.
Okay, Josh is having a house party today. First housewarming, congratulations on his housewarming
yes,
party.
Yes, congratulations.
And where's CJ?
Who?
Oh, that's Shade right there.
No, I'm just kidding. CJ, I love you.
CJ's supposed to be calling in at some point. Hopefully, he'll make it.
He ain't calling. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock, and he was throwing a lot of shade at Josh for being late. And CJ, you are late.
Well, I mean, aren't they always late, though?
Oh.
Wow. It's my sparkling.
This is the earliest this show started. Catch That Tea.
Wow. So, Ma, what's the topic for today?
So, besides us being shady on Saturday, our topic is Side Piece Saturday or hashtag Side Chick Saturday, whatever you want to call it. It's about being on the side, right?
Okay.
So we can talk about anything from being the rules of being a side chick. Have you ever been a side chick? You ever caught your boo with a side chick? It's you know, are you supposed to take your side chick on trips? Do you spend the holidays with your side chick?
You are not spending
holidays. What if your side piece get pregnant? We're going to talk about all of that. And then we're going to talk about what happens if you come face to face with your boo side piece. What would you say?
Well, I never had a side piece.
You are the side piece.
Are we getting to this now?
No, we not yet. But we're going to come back to this because she's like on.
I got a lot to say.
She's on list.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, we want y'all to call in too. You can call us at 213-292-7694.
Say it again for people in the back.
213-292-7694. We want to hear what y'all got to say.
Keep it locked right here. You're in tune to WTT Radio.
Baby, you're my little secret. Secret, secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we gotta keep it. See, baby, you're my little secret. Secret, secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper that you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright.
She don't know she that don't really know. Turns me on. She never guessed in a million years that we got this thing going on.
You're my little secret, baby. That's how we should keep
it. You're my hello.
Everybody's mind
about me and you.
They think so, but they don't
really wanna know.
You're my little secret, baby.
They don't really know.
The nitty gritty of all celebrities and everybody. They don't care. They show no mercy and run with it. That's why I love them.
On WTT Radio, your urban lifestyle station.
And we are back live at WTT Radio, Catch the T in the Shade Room. And Mo is your playing this dang telephone. And So Debonair is filling in as well.
We in the Shade Room.
This is the Shade Room. And he's like, we got some of the shadiest people here. And Mo is the shadiest person. You know, she's been here a week at the station. You think she's shady here, So Debonair?
Yeah, I think she can hold it down with us, you know.
Yeah. And she's in here with this phone and this static.
First of all, I ain't typed on an Android in years.
That's why I said I messed with it. We don't do Android.
It's actually taking me a very long time to type this little caption here because the way this Android is set up, it's like, I don't know.
It
ain't
an
iPhone.
There you go.
Shade Room.
And so today's topic is?
It's Side Piece Saturday.
Side Piece Saturday.
So we definitely had to play that Escape My Little Secret for all you little secrets out there.
You have a secret?
I don't have a secret, but I would be somebody's secret, you know.
Oh, Aaron, he's been my secret. So Debonair.
I have never been nobody's secret.
Oh, you think I've been my secret?
I don't know.
Oh no, I have not.
I don't know.
I can't
come back to that because I can't get that. Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that Android.
But yes, so we're doing side pieces. Have you ever been a side piece? The number is 213-292-7694 if you guys are listening and want to call in and let us know your story about you being a side piece. Let us know.
So, let's throw that question on you.
I've never been a side piece.
Would you be a side piece?
I would not be a side piece.
So, if you were dating someone and you found out they had a side piece.
Well, let me rewind that. So, in my past life, before last week, I was in a situation where I probably would have put myself in that position.
Okay. How do you know that you've never been a side piece unknowingly?
Well, I don't know. I can't say if I've been one and I didn't know. I didn't know.
How would you feel if you found out?
I mean, that wasn't, to me, I mean, that's not my responsibility, although I would feel bad. But if you didn't tell me, I don't know. So, I mean, a lot of us have been side pieces that we don't know.
Yeah, I really believe that we have been.
Not me. Well, I can't say that. Well, I'm.
I wish I could drop the F-bomb. Because you know you can lying.
Why you always lying?
What do you consider, if I'm in a relationship already.
You having sex with somebody's man. That's a side piece.
Well, I haven't had sex with nobody else's man.
Okay, having sex with, spending time with.
Did you take somebody out on a date and they was married?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
How quickly we forget.
I mean, seriously.
But that was old.
It doesn't matter. You've been a side piece.
Okay. And you've had side pieces.
Wait a minute. How you know I had a side piece?
I can look at you and tell you had a side piece.
You are dirty. See, I don't like her. She's wrong already. She's upgrade. I have never had a side piece.
You've never had one?
No.
Ever?
Well, okay, how long will the side piece constitute?
It doesn't. Okay. We're not about to start this again.
He's gonna take you around the mulberry bush.
We were having a conversation earlier, and I asked a simple question. About was someone late or not? The answer is yes or no.
Were they late? Oh, yes. Okay.
And when I say you took me all around the world.
I mean, London Bridges have fell down.
So, from start it now. Straight answers only.
You ain't gonna get
no,
that from
no
him.
No beating around the bush.
You ain't gonna get that from him.
It's not about how long ago you had a side piece. The point is you had one or you been one.
Do you feel like it's right to be a side piece?
No. But
I mean, to me, I feel like I just don't want to put on myself that this will happen in my relationship. So no, that's my mentality on it.
I definitely feel like the same way you get a man or get a partner, you lose one.
You won't lose it.
And I feel like the things that you do within a relationship, that always comes back on you.
Exactly.
Whether it comes back in the next relationship or 5 years later, mm-hmm. it's going to come back on you. So I feel like you always should treat people the way you want to be treated. Right. I've never had a side piece. I mean, I'm single right now.
Yes.
So technically, they all side pieces.
Right. Well, I'm going to call them side pieces because they're not, y'all not.
Yeah, but they all get treated like side
pieces. Okay.
They got to follow the same rules that a side piece.
They just sound like sex buddies.
Well, I ain't sleeping with them.
Oh. Oh, then hey.
I'm just spending up their money.
Wow.
From time to time.
Are you here with us today?
I am. I'm sorry. I'm here with you guys.
That Android is moving slow over there. It is.
That took you like a whole 30 minutes to make whatever that text you was sending out to that side piece.
Oh.
So let's talk about some rules to a side piece. Like, what's some rules you feel like a side piece should have?
You are invisible. Period.
I mean, you're invisible to the point where you keep everything between you two separately.
You ain't running around telling people about this.
Exactly.
Right.
And when we see each other, you play it off like, hey.
I don't want to be helping nobody be a side piece now.
Me either.
So we can combine that as hashtag shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
It's not for the world to know.
But I mean, if you're going to be a side piece, you're definitely silent. You don't need to be complaining about when I can and I cannot do things with you because you know you are number two.
Right.
Your side piece will get paid.
What you mean get paid?
Buy them gifts and things like that.
I mean,
well, the theory is that the side piece gets treated better than the main one. So that's the word on the street.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like side chicks are almost like grandparents. Like, they get to enjoy all the good times, mm-hmm. but then they got to go back home to the parents, you know, and deal with all the hard work. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like,
or the baby of the family and right. the first child.
I have to ask somebody that question. I got to put that in my. I got to pin that somewhere. I ask someone that question.
Ask someone what?
Do they get treated better?
I mean, you don't get all the perks of, you know, being the maid, but you don't have the stress.
I think you
don't
have the. It's like I think you get the. I think you get the perks. You don't get the stress that the maid has because the maid person is dealing with your finances. They're dealing with your living situation. They're dealing with your work. They're dealing with you emotionally. A side piece don't really deal with all that. They just get all the fun parts.
Yeah, like going out.
Mm-hmm. Spending weekends together.
Yeah.
Y'all sleeping together.
Oh, well, I don't
sex.
Have a side piece thing. I never did any of that. So I'm good.
Bro, I can't finish saying what the rest I want to say then.
Go ahead, say it. No, say it seriously. Go ahead and finish it. Let me see if anything hit home with me.
I'm just saying that, you know, you get treated better than others when they come around and things like that. Like, you treat the side piece gets treated like they are royalty and everybody else gets treated like regular.
Yeah, it's almost like hitting the lottery. You know what I'm saying? Like, they get sex, maybe a little bit of cuddling. They get to go out.
That's a great analogy.
Some money, and then you go.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. It's like the main has to go to work and make a check, but the side piece gets to go get a scratch off and instant finances. So yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Well, maybe if I make me a side piece.
Why would you want to be a side piece? Like,
why?
Whose goals are that?
Let's talk about
side
that.
Piece goals.
Why would
hashtag.
You? Why would you want to be a side piece?
If I'm single. I want to be treated, have fun, be treated right sometimes. People could, you know, make me feel good.
I feel like there's people out there that want to do that. You don't have to be a side piece for that. Because I feel like side pieces sometimes get caught up that they will one day be the main.
That's what they think.
And you're not.
You don't think so?
No, I feel like 99.99999% when they and tell you they gonna leave, they bang for you.
Ain't.
They lying.
And if they do, you in a whole heap of trouble because if they left you they left their main for you.
They gonna leave you for somebody.
They gonna leave you for someone. They're not even committed to nothing.
What do you mean the side piece gonna leave or the
if the guy or the girl that has two people
right.
If they leave the main for you, then you gonna be in some trouble because they are not committed to anything. How do you expect them to be committed to you and they weren't committed to who they were before that?
I don't think it's true in all situations. I think it can work out.
I think it goes back to the same way you get a man.
It's the same way. Right. Because if it was that bad that you had to go and get out of it and have a side piece, you could have just left.
Facts.
Well, no, that's not. I disagree. I really disagree.
There's a right way to do everything.
There is a right way to do everything. You should. How do you break up with someone to be with the side piece?
Well, I did that this week, kind of, sort of. And it's not easy. I don't think there's a correct way to break up with somebody, especially if you care about the person.
Did you leave them for somebody else?
Well, I was in the dating process, and you know, eventually,
so you eliminated somebody. Yeah. Somebody had to go.
I eliminated two people.
Oh, you're a busy man.
Well, I mean, I had made my decision, and I didn't want to go into my relationship with.
Baggage.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's smart.
I think that's a harsh
word. That's a respectful way to do it.
I think that's a harsh word, baggage, but.
That's what they are.
But, I mean, one of them was really a really great person. I just, you know, I felt like I knew what I wanted. So. But breaking up is really hard to me, especially for a person like me. Like, I feel like I wear my heart on my sleeve. So when I have to tell somebody who I feel like, you know, we've built something emotionally and we really have been cool for a long period of time, and I can tell you like, oh, you know what we were building ain't gonna happen. It's like I've let someone down, and I think I have a problem with letting people down.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I do too. I actually do, but
you let me down every time I come in here.
I love so debonair. I do. But see, I only let people down I really truly love. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't be hard. I mean, I am really hard on so debonair. I am. I really do like him. I don't know why. He's horrible at times with me. He treat me any kind of way.
I'm so nice.
I don't believe that. Look at that face.
Yeah, don't trust him. Oh yeah. Feel like Canada was something different.
This can?
Yeah.
My sparkling water?
Yeah, don't give him no sparkling water, baby. You know, you see the real one come out. Give him something else.
What's your poison of choice?
I mean, I don't have a specific thing I like to drink, period.
Okay. But if you can get an unlimited supply of
I would probably have Patron Silver.
Oh.
We don't need that at all. Babe, we have
that's a good night.
You know what?
And, now, and you'll have a hangover the next day.
No, not just a good night. He'll have a line.
A line?
A line.
A line of?
What do you think?
He must have drugs.
What the?
Men. Line of men.
Oh, I'm like, this is about to get real dark here.
Saying, hold on. I don't think no drugs.
You got to follow the floor plan.
Well, I have a line of men, period. That's beside the point.
Wait, you just eliminated some though, right?
I did. I'm not entertaining this line of men, but I'm just saying I'm an attractive person.
Oh. So Devin is very attractive. He tried me when he first came around. I told him no.
He tried you with nothing. You better try Jesus.
Oh wait, you don't think I could catch anybody?
I don't think. I'm talking about me.
We did. He had a secret crush on me.
Oh my God.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So guys, we're talking side piece Saturday. We want to know. We want to know, what are some rules to being a side piece? Have you ever been one? Are you one right now? Do you have one? Do you spend holidays with your side piece? Do y'all go on trips? Do you pay their bills?
How many days a week should you spend with this side piece?
7.
2 or 3 max.
And is this during the daytime or at nighttime?
I mean, it depends on the day.
Are you taking this person out on dates?
It's not really a date. It's just more like a we hanging out.
It's more like I'm going to take you to do something so we can smash later.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to call it a date because a date seems too formal.
Okay. But what if you never had sex with somebody you consider a side piece?
I don't think you have to be having sex with them. Mm-hmm. It's really like if I'm dating someone but you're spending quality time or you're talking to someone else, then you got a side piece.
You can emotionally cheat. That is, and that's the worst to me. That's
side
the worst
pieces
to me.
Should not post on social media.
Let me tell you something. This guy I was talking to, tried to tag me and some stuff on Facebook. I blocked him off everything. And I deleted his number off my phone and blocked him from calling me.
He got carried away.
I'm like, you are doing too much.
See, I don't want guys like that. You have to sit there. I want somebody like, okay, if I was dealing with something like that, I would say, hey, look, it's between me and you, nobody else. Let's keep this clean.
That's all good in the beginning, but it don't stay like that.
Yeah,
as it shouldn't, though. I mean, who wants to be a secret for the rest of their life?
No, I mean, before it come that, if I feel like, if I was in a situation, if I was married, dating somebody, you know, I was hitting side piece, I would say, look, we can't keep going through this. We have to make a decision.
I'm not going to be nobody's side piece, so.
Well, I feel like feelings change circumstances. So once someone catches feelings, they're going to start doing things that they didn't usually do. Mm-hmm. So that's when those social media posts start coming. That's when them Facebook tags start coming. That's when the pop-ups start happening.
Now, that's a good thing. Do you let them follow you on social media?
Probably, yeah. I mean, because they probably already were following me before, and I'm not the type of person where I'm going to go.
The day you became my side piece, you are getting deleted and blocked.
Uh-uh. Because I want you to know that I'm really with someone else. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I want you to understand, like, you are
who
just
I'm with
on
is
the
invisible
side.
To you. You should not even speak their name. You should not know who they are. No, nothing.
No, because I feel like at a side piece, eventually you should be trying to get yourself your own person. You know what I'm saying? Your own.
Right.
So it's like, if you start seeing, like, I'm really hashtag goals. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Eventually, like, you can't be a side piece forever. I feel like a side piece should have an expiration date. Like, how long are you going to be a side piece?
The size piece expiration date should be never. You should not be having one.
But we know that people are.
Well, Aaron, you're looking at me like I have a side piece.
I'm looking at my Instagram live.
Oh, thank you.
Well, do you?
You know, I don't have no side piece.
Okay.
Can't you tell I don't?
I don't know.
So debonair?
What?
Do you think I have a side piece?
I don't know. I only come on Saturdays, so I don't know what goes on when I'm not here.
You're tired.
You know. Well, yesterday was Friday, and
what happened yesterday?
Oh, nothing much.
You ain't seen anything. You been how many days? You been to this, like 9 days now?
Look, I even know where the spots, where the hottest spots is, you call it? Where the camera walks.
Oh, you're getting like that. Hey, you are low down. We got studios. You know what? This is WTTR.
We will know that.
We are tuning live to WTT Radio. This is Kelly Price. Wow. Secret Love on WTT Radio. She is terrible, isn't she?
Full time, get your spot. Full time, blow spot. She ain't gonna stop. Keeping the flow locked. Keeping the flow locked. Come on.
I got a secret in my heart. Baby, it's tearing me apart. Cause I want the world to understand that I love you and you are my man. Baby, we know that we belong. A love that is real just can't be wrong. Can't keep it inside for very long. This love is too
can't keep it a secret. Hush, hush, need you in my life to complete it. Cause ain't nobody like us together. Let's grow old together. We never fold through whatever we roll. Believe it, when you get mad, I'm heated. I want the world to see it. When you happy, my purpose never defeated. You got me walking around helpless with no hope. I'm high off you, selfish with my dope. Love and picture the vision of being you. It'll never be another lover like Boo Boo, LaShawn, McNaught with your homeboy Shay. They ain't knowing how we been keeping it quiet long enough. What I feel is I strong enough to bust open the heart of the hardest thug. Hop on this Woody when he need love. Hey, hi, they see me shine when I ride this. Blow they inquiring minds, just you and I, boy.
Y'all know how we do over here.
So why can't
y'all know how we do over here. Come on.
Club case, something jump off. You back up for the high, but the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get stumped off. All we wanna do is party. Invite everybody at the bar card. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm tryna leave in somebody's Ferrari. Spread love, that's what a real mob do. Keep it gangster, look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace. Or out come the beast. We the best, still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a black movement. Movement. 7/4 to 8, back to back. And I'm sitting on chrome, 7 times.
Set us for my beats. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalations, we ain't friends. Jumping out the Jaguar with the friends. Hey, yo, keep it real and live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you're ballin', let me hear you say bye.
It's little Kim and Timberland, yeah. Nigga, shit to draws.
Come on.
Special delivery with you and yours.
Man.
I rep the bitches, he rep the boys. Uh-huh. If you rep your hood, just make some noise. I got my eye on the guy in a orange coat. Hey. Don't need no cream bee, got the ill deep throat. Let me show you what I'm all about. How I make a Sprite can disappear in my mouth.
Whoa.
Shake up the dice, blow down your what? Ice. Bet it all, play your fucking dice. Right. Money ain't a thing, throw it out like rice. Been around the world, pop the same thing twice. Rub on my tits, squeeze on my ass. Give me some hooks, step on the gas. Pop the cork and roll up the hash. You know what we about, sex, drugs, and cash.
This is for my beats, with the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalades, street and trims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the trims. Keep your bread up and live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you ballin', then you can stay fly.
Into the world of the Playboy pinup girl, butt naked, dressed in none but pearls. You wanna meet me cause you know I'm freaky, and you wanna eat me cause you say I'm sexy. Got a man in Japan and a dude in Tahiti. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy, I got mad friends that's pretty. Chicks by the layers, all different flavors. Mafioso, that's how this thing goes. Now everybody come get me the lingo. Shake your body, body, move your body, body. On the dance floor, don't hurt nobody, body. I'm the one to put the range in the road. When I'm stepping out the range,
yo, it's over.
Coming through in the Brooklyn mid here. We gon' do this just like Big Papa.
This is for my peeps. With the Bentleys, the Hummers, the Benz. Escalades, 23 inch rims. Jumping out the Jaguar with the trims. Keep your bread up and live good. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. All my players in the hood stay fly. And if you're ballin', let me hear you say bye.
Oh, y'all, keep your bread up, yeah, and worldwide, stay fine,
yeah, man,
Queen B,
LB,
2003, why not,
we make it high,
come through, blow the spot, come on, yeah, hey, yo, she back at it, why wouldn't she be? Freaky
yeah, yeah, yeah. Else.
Right.
You're listening to WTT Radio, servicing the alternative lifestyle community. Guys, you can listen to us at www.wttradio.com. You can download the app.
Yes.
And you can also call in. We want to hear from you about your side pieces. 213-292-7694. So, yes, it's Saturday, and we're talking Side Piece Saturday. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Mo.
Hey, this is Captain Daryl Davis filling in for the fill-ins.
Yes, and we are taking over Catch That Tea with the Shade Crew.
Yeah, and you like, I think, you know what? You're the shadiest person in the station today.
Am I?
Yes.
I don't think I'm shady. Like, I might be a little messy, but I'm not
messy and shady. And you got shades on.
I do have shades on, and they real cute.
They have some cute shades. What happened to So Debonair?
He dips, just like everybody else on this show.
They dip. Well, we might get the revenue. He know my side pieces, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And what happened to CJ?
CJ, call in.
Or CJ, for sure he said, I guess he'll be terminated next, huh?
I know. I'm about to text you, CJ, because I thought you was going to call in and chop it up. No. You're the reason I'm sitting in today. So, you should call in and talk to me.
No, he bit me the side piece. So, you know, he got somebody let him down.
Okay, so let's keep the conversation going. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you found out that your boo had a side piece and you came face to face with them, what would you say? What would you do?
You know what? In real life, something like that happened.
In real life. Okay, so tell me what happened.
I went to go meet them.
And?
To see who they were.
So, how did you find out where to meet them? Like, how did you find out about them?
It's a long story, but let's keep it short and brief.
Okay.
Anyway, I found out who they were. I reached out to them on Facebook.
How did you reach
Facebook,
out to them,
on Facebook.
Facebook, okay.
And I said, I want to meet you and everything somewhere. And they said, well, I really like you.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so you found out about this side piece
mm-hmm.
that your boo had.
Mm-hmm.
And you found them. Stalked them on Facebook.
No, I didn't stalk them at all.
You had to. How'd you find them? How you know that was the right person? You knew what they looked like already?
Yes.
So you already knew what they looked like.
Because, you know, people get messy. And
okay. So you found them on Facebook, mm-hmm. and you messaged them and was like, can we meet up?
Yep.
And they responded.
Yes, I want to meet you anyway, because I told him that I wanted to meet you. Maybe we'll all be friends together.
Huh? And is that how it ended, y'all? Ended up being friends?
No.
What happened?
They wanted to be with me.
And what you do?
Nothing. I said, uh-uh. What? I mean, you done been to my house, and I didn't know.
So you was pissed?
Yes. And I could have been dirty and said, okay, what? I said, no. Because nobody worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Okay, so imagine if you reached out to this person on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. And you didn't get that response. Uh-huh. They would have been like, who are you? You know, like, how you find me? What you want? Like.
Well, they did tell the other person that I reached out to them.
Okay. Where's the drama at? I need some drama.
Oh, it was drama.
Spill a tea.
I can't. It was drama. This particular individual, they actually literally just, they were still there. Thought they were going to eventually have me. They said, we can run off together. Huh? Who does that? You've been with somebody I'm with for over a year?
So it was going on for a long time.
Yes.
Damn. They did you like that?
Worse.
Damn. Well.
Yeah, now you, uh-huh.
I've never,
You ain't experienced anything like that before, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't, okay? But if I ran into my dude's side piece or whatever, I mean, it would really depend on the status of our relationship. If it's like we're just dating and, you know, like, whatever, I'm just gonna not even give you the time of day.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna take the classy route and just keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like karma is the baddest bee.
And so then now, you know, it feel like if somebody showed me any attention, they think, oh, he might do the same thing that I did. So you see the situation now?
Yeah.
But no, it's not even like that.
But that's karma. What goes around comes around. That's with anything. That's with all facets of life like that.
But I haven't done anything with this other person.
it doesn't matter. You're still, you know what I'm saying? You're still building a connection with that person. That's emotional. I feel like that's still cheating. Like, that's still having a side piece.
I don't think so.
That is. I don't think people love to just say, like, if sex not involved, then it doesn't count. But it does count. It counts. If you're emotionally attached to another person, then that's, you have a side piece. You are spending time. You are building an emotional connection with someone else outside of your main person.
I don't know. I guess I never looked at it like that. I mean, I can't see that. You think it is?
I believe that it is. I honestly do.
But what if it's just one-sided?
What do you mean if it's one-sided?
If I'm just emotional attached.
Then you just cheating.
What? Emotionally?
The point of a side piece is not to get emotionally attached. It's like a getaway from your relationship. So it's like the person that you go to, like, when you stressed out or you just want to have a good time, take a load off, you know, like that type of thing. If you getting emotionally attached to the side piece, then you doing something wrong.
Well, what's the side piece? You think the side piece might be getting attached?
They usually do. I cannot.
Look, she is taking me there. Look, this is WTT Radio. We're going to come back and discuss this further. This is Miss Erykah Badu featuring Common, Love of My Life on WTT Radio. Catch the T.
We'll be back.
To the beach, y'all, and you don't stop, a freak, freak.
Oh, believe me that it was all just so simple then, a teenage love, but you say he's just a friend. He moved around and we kept in touch through his friend Mike. The world was young and we knew we couldn't rush, but whenever I got lonely or needed some advice,
up, got back together to get her back. I had the sweater, thought she rode with bad boys forever. In many ways, them boys made it better to grow. I had to let her. She needed cheddar, and I understood that. Looking for cheese that don't make her a hood rat. In fact, she's a queen to me. Her light beams on me. I love it when she sees me. It's like that.
and it is a pleasure to share it with you. Here you go.
Damn, I be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh, you stuck in the friend zone. Chino the shit, ayy. Try to stuff it all in, but it don't even fit. Ayy, know that I've been with the shits ever since the jit. Ayy, I made my first million, I'm like, shit, this is it. Ayy, 34, a walk through, man, we had every slit. Ayy, had so many bottles, gave ugly girl a sip. Out the window of the Benz, oh, we get sent in the rent. And I'm like, whoa. They will never fall. She said, kid, I have so no hope. And I can never tell you no. Damn, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Well, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh,
they be going psycho. My roof going crazy, hitting little mama. She wanna have my babies. 50 on the banky, chain so stanky. You should see the whip. Promise I could take your bitch. I'll ride in the old school Chevy. It's a drop top, booming with a thot thot. She gon' give me top top, just one switch. I can make the eyes drop.
Hey,
take you to the smoke shop. We gon' get high. We gon' hit Rodeo, Dollar Valentine. Take you where I'm from. Take you to the stones. This ain't happen overnight. No, these diamonds real bright. Sarah Jean, still in my pants though. All VVS's, put you in a necklace. Girl, you look beautiful tonight. Stars on the roof, they're matching with the jewelry.
Damn, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Romo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, I ain't be going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend when I'm rolling through my hands. Oh.
More talk, gossip, and entertainment news.
They get into the nitty-gritty of all celebrities and everybody. They don't care. They show no mercy and run with it. That's why I love them.
On WTT Radio, your urban lifestyle station.
Yes, yes, y'all. Y'all listen to WTT Radio. You guys can call us in if you want to talk to us at 213-292-7694. Download the app. Go online. Listen to us. We are live.
Where the side pieces at?
They not in here. So, yes, it's Side Piece Saturday. So, we're talking about everything about side pieces. What's the rules to being a side piece? Do y'all take them on dates? Do y'all pay their bills? Do y'all spend time with them on the holidays? If you ran into your side piece, your boo side piece, would you run up? Like, what would you say? How would you confront them?
What if you're not getting sex from the side piece?
You don't have to have sex for them to be your side piece.
You don't?
I don't feel like it. Like, I feel like an emotional connection is just the same as you sleeping with somebody. I don't think that you have to have sex for it to be considered a side piece. I mean, y'all can tell me if I'm wrong, but
I don't know. Everybody, I don't sleep with a side piece. What if you don't greet us? What if you don't know who Side Piece is not, and they don't know?
What you mean?
You just hypothetically just say, hey, we just cool like that, and mentally, we just chill mentally.
No, there's definitely a verbal agreement that you know that you're my Side Piece. Like, if I'm dating someone, if I'm with someone, and then I'm also spending time with someone else, and you know that I'm with someone, we have made an agreement that you're my Side Piece. It's not a secret. It's a secret to my boo, but me and you both know that you're my Side Piece.
I'm trying to disagree with that. I don't.
Why? Because there's no sex involved?
No sex involved, and there's no agreement between.
You don't have to sleep with everybody you come in contact with, though.
No, you don't. But if you say, okay, we're not talking Side Piece. We just talking like, hey, we just having fun talking to each other. We're not talking about sex.
But if you have now built an emotional relationship, if you have an emotional connection with that person, that's cheating. You now have a Side Piece. It's not just a friendship. If y'all not just hanging out, if me, you, and my boo can't go out and have drinks and have fun, go to dinner,
that's
friendship. But once it goes to me and you are privately hanging out, and we have now built an emotional connection,
there you go. Okay.
That's a Side Piece.
But what if you're not going out? What if you all going out together, a group of friends, all y'all together?
Okay, then
it's like six of y'all together.
Then that's a group of friends.
And then, but
if you have an emotional attachment to someone,
but they there at the meeting too, at the drinking too, but y'all two there together, that's still like basically a Side Piece.
If you are dating someone and you have an emotional attachment to someone else, if you and someone else have built an emotional connection, that's a Side Piece. That's cheating. You have now stepped outside of your relationship and found that somewhere else. That is a Side Piece. So you are a Side Piece, and you've had them.
No, I'm not a Side Piece.
You have one.
Oh, no, I don't have. No.
It's okay.
No.
If you do.
I don't have one. I don't. Let's see. Mo need to be on TV because she's talking big time stuff here. Yes, y'all. She talked. We're going to live on the radio. I'm going to have to sit there live because I know she got me on it's Instagram Live and
y'all Facebook know, Live.
Facebook Live. But, ooh, thank God they met your friend on Facebook. But I don't know. But seriously, though, I guess that could be true if somebody had emotional attached to someone and they, deep down inside, they both know each other.
A lot of times relationships end based off an emotional attachment. Sometimes they haven't even gotten physical yet, but you have already built this attachment emotionally with someone else that you're so invested in that you are like, I need to go and see what's going on over there. I'm going to have to leave what you got going on here. And I'm telling you, a Side Piece is that person where, you know, you leave the stress at home and you go have fun somewhere else.
But do anything ever come out of it, you think, of a Side Piece? Hmm? Anything ever come out of a Side Piece?
I mean, you know, I feel like there are some exceptions to the rules. Like, you know, Angelina Jolie. She started off as a Side Piece with Brad Pitt, and then she got the man, and they together.
Okay.
Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade had a whole break baby. And she stayed, like, you know, like, so some people are the side chick, and they end up getting the man, and it works out. Some people find out they person has a Side Piece, and once it all comes to light, they still stay with, you know, they stay with them. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think, what would you do if you feel you had a Side Piece and they come in you all day and your other man with you every day? You have, let's say you had a boyfriend.
Okay.
And your Side Piece come around you and your boyfriend, and like they working and stuff like that. What would you do? How would you end that? Could you end something like
okay,
that?
Okay, so if my Side Piece was trying to hang out with my boyfriend?
Yeah, with you and your boyfriend. Y'all work together.
Okay, we all work together.
And then y'all go hang out. Say, hey, let's have some drinks with Darren, your boyfriend. And Carlos will come with us. And, you know, deep down inside, you and Carlos, because y'all work in the same department. Other than you and your boyfriend, he works in the other department. But then you have a crush on Carlos. And your boyfriend kind of know. But y'all still, you say, no, he's just cool. But you know y'all emotional. Now, how do you break that up? Can you break that up?
Well, one, if my boyfriend, which I don't have, disclaimer, if my boyfriend thought that I kind of like someone else, mm-hmm. he one, we wouldn't all be going out together. Whether it's drink, bowling, skating, nothing. McDonald's, we wouldn't be all going out nowhere together because he wouldn't be having that. Two, I wouldn't be dumb enough to say, let's all go somewhere. I would just say, like, oh, Carlos, you want to go and get... That was a bad name because I dated somebody named Carlos.
Hey.
Whoa, that was...
Hey, Carlos.
You brought that name up.
I did.
Okay. But, yeah, I don't think that would happen. Now, if I was dating someone and I found out that he had a side piece and I ran into her or I met her, I confronted her, like I said, like, either, depending on where we are in a relationship, either I won't give the time of day. I'm going to keep it pushing because I really feel like you're not worth that. But if we're, like, married, maybe there's kids involved, I'm going to let her know up front. One, divorce ain't cheap. Two, child support ain't cheap. So if you looking to get your gold digging on, you looking to get some coins from it, he going to be broke by the time he's done with me. So it's not even going to be worth it for you, sis.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I don't, it's just like, I didn't never think about any of this till recently. The side piece thing. So I just never thought about you can have a side piece, emotional side piece. But what if the other person don't participate in the side piece, think that they're a side piece? They just said no.
Then it's, then they're not one. I mean, that means that you just like someone else. But
okay.
It shouldn't be like hidden between you guys that that's your side chick. Like, you should be, you know what I'm saying, in a committed relationship with someone else, and you have stepped out and now have another partner who you are could be sleeping with or hanging out with or have built this emotional relationship with, whatever the case may be. But you and this person that you have stepped out with, they know that you are in a relationship. It's not, that part is very, you know, obvious. So, I mean, personally for me, I'm too good to be somebody's side chick. I'm too good to deal with anybody thinking they could have a side chick on me. That's just not gonna fly. So, but we want to know from you, like, what's some rules? We already said, like, you don't matter. Sorry, not sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like when somebody brings, let's say, two pans of green beans to Thanksgiving dinner. You're the one that gets packed up and, you know what I'm saying, taken home. No one cares. You will never be the main. 99.99999% of the time, if they tell you they leaving, they main for you, they're not.
You don't think so?
They're not. That's just a line.
I wonder if I would ever do anything like that. Leave somebody for someone else.
I feel like the same way you get someone is the same way you lose them. So if you're with someone who left somebody else to be with you, like, they're gonna do the same. You already know that they're not faithful. They're dishonest. They can't be trusted. They just left somebody for you. They were cheating on them with you. So what makes you think he's gonna be faithful to you?
I would hope so. I would hope that any situation they would.
We all hope so, but you know, that ain't how it works
in this life. I don't have to think about that.
I don't know, but and then we also discussed, like, be thankful because it's almost like you hit the lottery. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's
like
a side piece.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here working for the coin because I'm the main. I'm dealing with everything, and you hit the lottery. You get sex, you get some cuddling, you get some coins, and then you good to go. And then you drop him back off at the house, and I got to deal with all the other shit. Stuff.
No, you're right. You did other shit because it's like, dang, how do you handle it?
I mean, honestly, I feel like...
Hey, we've been looking for calls. 213-292-7694. 213-292-7694. We're going to check out from Callie Price, and she's going to talk about It's My Time. If you're that side piece. On what station?
WTT Radio. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Here we go. Feel cause I may not get another chance. I believe it. If I want it, I can have it. I believe it. Done with falling, done with losing, I can do it. I think I'll tell myself again, I can do it. Yeah. And I'm not gonna stop till I win.
Yeah.
Tony Braxton, spending my time with you on all new WTT Radio, your new urban alternative lifestyle radio station. Captain Daryl Davis.
And it's your hostess with the mostest, Mo.
I know, I don't even think, they don't have a show no more. These people aren't even here at all.
Who?
CJ, Josh, whomever.
Yeah, it's about to become.
Dang, I don't think I'm ready to go on no show afternoon drive.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun, though, taking over somebody else's show.
And we stay and do what we want.
Yeah.
We're talking about side pieces. Any, I think one of the rules to a side piece is, I don't know, it's, what if you see them all the time? Make you, I mean, if you, okay.
You're not supposed to see your side piece all the time.
Okay, good, so I don't have a side piece then.
You're trying to find so many ways to justify whether you do it.
Yeah, I'm trying
or to don't have a side.
No,
piece.
I feel like this. I have a close.
If you got to go through all of this, then you got one. If you got to go through all these hoops and hurdles to,
no, but
to
we,
explain why you no, don't have one, no, then you have
I
one.
I won't accept that. You have to sit there. Both of you have to agree to be in a side piece. So, no. And I don't do things with people either. So catch that tea. And then going to, I think, but it's, I think some people, I don't think you call it side. Some people just like enjoying other people's company. And especially if you feel a long term relationship, 1 year, 2 or 3 years relationship, you can have friends. And normally couples, they don't feel that you should have another. I mean, because I go everywhere with Robert. We don't go anywhere separately by ourselves. That's a long time, 26 years, you everything together. But I did travel by myself a long time. I actually lived in Chicago too by myself for 2 years. And I come back home every other weekend. Who said he didn't have no side piece?
We would never know.
I did know.
So it's not who's to say. Then you then we're saying that.
You're damn right, I'm saying it because you trying to call me out. I did say it. Shit. Yes, she did. She trying to call me out. Yes, I said it.
Okay, and so how did that make you feel?
I did what I had to do.
No, let's talk. How did that make you feel? Like, when you found out, like, were you hurt? Was it like the I don't care type of thing? Was it like I'm going to get you back type of thing?
It was going the next morning. Marsha cleared him out.
So you wanted, like, you wanted to make him
disappear.
Disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. If you out there listening and you have somebody cheating on you and you need me to help you get rid of them legally, 213-292-7694.
I'm dead.
And I can help you out. 213-292-7694. I will help you and teach you. When somebody do you wrong, I am the best at not even getting back at them. Because you know what? 9 out of 10, you ain't getting back at them. You're just going to get do what you got. Somebody just walked by the window. Hey. And yeah, 213-292-7694. I'm here to help because I think Mo is in disbelief. I will help you. Trust me, because I think it's wrong. People cheat on someone. And I understand what she said about mentally. And it means sometimes it feels good to deal with that, but then have somebody literally just say, just cheat on you. And they say, I'm the type of person, I'm not getting back at you, if anything. In my life, when things happen, I think everything happens for a reason. Bring joy. Because sometimes you're just not happy. And how do you handle unhappiness?
You leave.
Everybody, it's not easy. Sometimes you be in a long-term relationship. You have you and that person have lots.
So you think that it's easier to, or a better solution to the problem would be to go and get a side piece versus just deal with the situation or leave?
Well, no, I'm not saying that. Like, not go get a side piece. I mean, I think you need to just, I guess you should deal with the situation. That's true. Because, I mean, sometimes counseling don't work. I'll tell you, I've been to counseling before, and you don't give a damn about no counseling. You say, no, this Negro was just a cheater.
Yeah.
And this is not going to work mentally, and the counselor's just trying to have you talk things through. 9 out of 10, you're not hearing that. I mean, you're never gonna forget it.
I mean, honestly, I don't think I'm gonna ever have to go through that because I'm not putting up with it.
And you shouldn't.
Like, I ain't got time for that.
I think Ty Doctor's at the studios.
Okay. Womp womp. Oh. Okay, guys. So, look, let me tell you. We're going to keep this going. Side piece Saturday. So, look. So, I'm going to read y'all a series of text messages. One is going to be, like, from a main, and one, like, is what a side piece would say, right? So, mm-hmm. a main text would say, like, hey, babe, you forgot to take the trash out. Again. I don't know why we have to keep fighting about the same thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a main person would text you.
Uh-huh.
A side piece would say, I can't find my blue phone. Somebody ripped them off, LOL. Talk to you later.
Oh.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
Girlfriend or boyfriend would say, you might get a picture come through, right? And it might be a picture of the empty trash can. No bag in it. Your side piece might send you a picture.
Naked. Nude. Okay.
Your main piece might say, can you stop and get me some Tums? I feel bloated. Your side piece text gonna come through like, I'm on the way.
Yeah, how?
Yeah.
Take up spot. Yeah.
So it's like the side piece is like that release.
Mm-hmm.
So if your main always nagging you about the trash and you didn't clean the house before you left, what time you gonna be home? Can you pick up some Tums because I'm bloated?
Yeah, you know what? I hate to say this, you know, and then I think a guilty person will say things like, when they did something wrong, can you like help me tie my shoes? Is that gonna be okay? Let's say you were somebody, and after they had cheated on you, did all this wrong, then all of a sudden, payback is a mug, and just something happened to their leg, break their leg, they need you, something like that.
Oh, this the Diary of a Mad Black Woman episode. I mean, if I had the opportunity to do that, would I take it? You damn right I'ma take it. I am gonna give you pure hell. Like, I'm not gonna go, like, I'm not gonna get carried away. All the way carried away. But I'm definitely gonna take full advantage. Like, if I have to, like, bathe you, wash you, or clothe you and stuff, you best believe karma is gonna be the biggest B you ever met.
So, you know, that's true. Diary of a Mad Black Woman? It is, that's true. Because it come back, let's say you had a husband. I'm using you because you're female. And you was so at home, like, sitting here working hard, taking care of him, ironing his clothes, doing such and such. And you find out he's out there cheating. And then all of a sudden, he asks for divorce. But amidst a divorce, he tell you all the stuff. You said, please don't do this. Please don't. Then all of a sudden, he has an accident. And then, like, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, he needs you. Because the side piece will say, I don't want you now. You broke
down. Peace.
Exactly. But then again, and then a situation, I know situations where men, you know, they cheat on you. I mean, at the time, they told me, we went grocery shopping and got all these groceries from Costco and everything, car full out there. You help me, get your own shit out your car. Or I don't eat that and threw in a trash can.
Ooh.
Now,
you had a rough life for dating.
Can you bring me my food upstairs, please?
Oh my gosh, my ex used to get on my nerves with that. Like, if I'm doing something in the room and you cooking, I'm like, can you make me a plate? Can you come out and get it? Can you make me a damn plate?
Right.
And bring it to me? Like, that's not even me being super needy, but it's like, I shouldn't even have to ask you to do little things like that.
That's true. That is so true. But yeah, karma.
If I could Diary of a Mad Black Woman somebody, I would.
I'm going to watch that today.
I would. But, like, honestly, I feel like the days have changed where it's almost like the person you're with, like can't survive on their own. Like, because she had almost, like, pretty much given up everything. Like, she didn't have a career, nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, she was solely, like, depending on him and his money, his, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, like, nowadays, when you, even if you like aren't the breadwinner, like if you with somebody who like has a lot of money, people are saving up nowadays. So they, you know, they come insta famous because they're dating you,
right?
Or they, you know, somehow, some way, they get sponsored by somebody. You know, they start hosting club appearances and stuff. They start making money so that they can bounce if they have to.
That's what I'm gonna start doing. I'm gonna start doing something. I think I'm okay. God has just started blessing me. Seriously.
What you think you about to start doing?
Well, I need to go out there.
Working. Nasty dancer.
No. I mean, no. Out there and really just work hard on the business.
Oh, yeah. Like we were talking about, like those conferences and seminars, workshops, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That'd be super dope.
Yeah. Poor thing. That's what we definitely gonna do. Wow.
Once again, we are filling in for the Catch That Tea featuring the Shade Crew. They are not here. They couldn't be here.
And they didn't want to be here.
Ooh.
And they didn't even call in either.
They didn't. CJ, I'm so disappointed. I thought you was gonna call and we was gonna kiki and be besties for the day, and you just left me hanging.
That's how they do it, isn't it?
Womp womp.
But we'll be strong.
Yeah, but you got me, the hostess with the most.
Hey, Captain Darryl Davis, and we're live. And look, we're going to take a quick, it's not even a break. We're going to check this out. This is Ella Mai and Booed Up on all new WTT Radio.
Booed Up.
That's it.
Bye, Booed Up.
Yeah. Feelings so deep in my feelings. Notice they ain't really like me. Can't control my anxiety. Feeling like I'm touching the ceiling. When I'm with you, I can't breathe. Boy, you do something to me. Ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new that get me high like you. Get me high like you do. Listen to my heart go bada, boot up, dee dee da do, boot up. And my heart go bada, boot up, dee dee da do. It just won't stop. It go bada, boot up, dee dee da do, boot up. And my heart go bada, boot up, dee dee da do. It just won't stop. It go. Ain't gotta tell you what to do. Yeah, ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like you do. Yeah, ooh, no, I'll never get over you until I find something new to get me high like.
She cool me off, and you know I like to throw the shades on, show the jewelry off. So I keep the safety on a toolie off. Ho! Truly yours, L-O-S-O. Rockin' with the best, so what you need the rest for? We can roll a fresh road, coming from the west coast. You got some nerves, saying that you gin stressed. You got some curves, just like the letter S. Hit 'em back like a spine, you act like you blind and can't see, I'm what you can't be, me.
But I ain't done jumping. Money is fast, but I ain't done running. Picture me dropping some wax. Picture me rolling under pressure. Picture that.
WTT Radio, Anne Marie featuring Jay-Z, Eve, and Fabulous, One Thing. Got Who Trippin'? them side pieces tripping right here on the all-new WTT Radio. That's how radio really sound like that live. 213-292-7694 is the number to call here in the studio. Catherine Darryl Davis with your girl.
The hostess with the mostest, Mo.
Mo, hey,
and
Mo.
And it is Side Piece Saturday.
Side Piece Saturday. I don't want no side piece. You know what? It hurts to have a side piece. I know it does. I don't want no side piece.
But if you decide to get one, I'm going to give you some rules, okay?
What's the rules to have a side piece?
Okay, so look. You are the other person, right?
Okay.
That does not mean you're the only person, so act accordingly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to say number two. Please focus on the stolen moments that we spend together.
The stolen moments?
Do not concern yourself with my whereabouts when we are apart.
That's hard right there.
You side piece, so stay in your lane. Number three, be comfortable with who you are to me. Do not mention my name. They are not your concern.
That's true.
And do not compare yourself to my name. And do not attempt to contact my name.
Wow.
That would be a breach in the agreement.
You know, that's right. I guess it'd be kind of hard. That's why I don't think I want a side piece. It hurts being a side piece. Well, not even being a side piece or being the main individual who think they have the side piece. The side piece might treat you any kind of way too at times.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's a second job. It's like having two jobs.
Hell, the damn side piece. Side piece ain't shit.
And side piece got to be flexible because it also says that you should anticipate frequent changes in our plans.
So side piece got to be flexible.
Right, because, you know, it might be spur of the moment. You know, it might not be something might come up with the family and I can't get to you right now.
You know, that's true. Can you imagine if, okay, let's say if I'm the main character and had a side piece. Now, if I was in a relationship and had a side piece and side piece treat me like shit. And I'm doing everything for the side piece. And the side piece like, I don't give a damn about you. Fuck the side piece. Excuse me. I had to say that, Radio Land. Excuse me. FCC just gave me a fine.
Well, that brings up number five.
What's number five?
You must understand that maintaining a positive vibe while we are in each other's company is vital to the success of our situationship. I don't want no bickering, no nagging, no promises that I know you're not going to keep. Nothing. The point of a side piece is for it to be good vibes only. Hashtag that, okay?
And you know what? I don't think I want to be involved with a side piece because it could hurt. It could be expensive. And it's nothing to come out of it.
Yeah.
Run on, little player. Run on.
So number six says... I don't want to hear not nothing about where is this situationship headed.
Uh-huh.
We will be together today in this moment. Enjoy it. I'm good, love. Okay?
I'm through with the side piece. I don't want to.
You ready for number seven?
Oh, it's number seven?
Number seven. Yes, I'm still sleeping with my significant other. And no, we do not use condoms. Again, focus on the time we have together and not what I do while we're apart. Because that ain't none of your businesses.
Some side pieces, if they think they're not the side piece, they'll say, I don't give a damn what you do anyway. Do what you want to do. I'm fine. Just make sure you just take care of me. Hell with the side piece. No more side pieces. I'm against all side pieces. Is there number eight?
Yeah.
What's number eight?
There are no guarantees about the outcome of our situationship.
That's true.
I am a cheater at heart, and that won't change unless I want it to.
That is so true. That is true. I'm learning a lot. Thank you. This class is for
you. And look, this one's for you.
Okay.
If you choose to enter into a situationship with someone, do not... Hold on, y'all. Do not get... Emotionally attached.
That's the problem right there.
Do not get emotionally attached, as things won't be easy for you if and when we part ways.
That's me hard. You think that'd be hard for me?
That should be rule number one, not to get emotionally attached.
It should be, but that's the hard part. It's hard at times. I'm just saying.
I think it's hard if you end up in that situation unknowingly. If you are misleaded into thinking that this person was single, mm-hmm. and then you come to find out that they have a whole situation, right? I think then now you're attached and, you know, it's different. But I feel like when you are pursuing people who are in a relationship and you get attached, like, that was just dumb on your part because you pursued someone who you knew had somebody already.
But
so you entered the situation.
But what if the side chick, piece gook you?
What
they,
you mean?
They play you. You the main person. Let's say if you had a husband. And he think he getting away from with you, and all of a sudden he's tricking you and say, well, I'm just using you for whatever I can get from you. I don't give a damn about you. Say if you were the rich woman, you the breadwinner of your household, and you had a husband, and then you had a side piece who worked with your company, and all of a sudden he's playing you to get things from you, and by the same token he got another female on the side. How would you react to that?
Once I find out that you got a side piece, it's over with. We're done. Finito. Bye-bye. Thank you. Come again. I mean, for me, like, I'm really not about to. I feel like that's so stressful. I'm not about to argue with you over that. I'm not about to argue with no chick over that. Like, I feel like I'm too good. So I'm going to carry on with my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, why try to convince a cheater to stay?
That's true.
When they show you who you are, believe them.
Yeah, that's true. 213-292-7694. We have a couple more minutes. You can call in and talk to us. I say leave the side pieces alone. Because some of the side pieces are not any good. They are reckless.
No, and let me tell y'all, no matter how many episodes of Scandal and Being Mary Jane that you guys watch, side pieces will never be cute. It just won't be. And I do love them shows. Shout out to Kerry Washington and Gabrielle Union. But they play side pieces, and people kind of think once, like, you know, that they bring it to the light and they make light out of the situation that it might be okay. But it still won't get you anywhere.
No, it won't. You think you be say, hey, I'm the main one. No, you're not the main one. Side pieces have pieces.
Yeah, side pieces, they're not committed to anyone. So they're dating whomever they like. They might be side pieces to two or three other people.
You know, you're absolutely correct. Dirty dogs. Don't fall into the trap. I don't care how good looking you think they are, because beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Because you think somebody's cute, and I can say somebody look handsome or look cute, and you can say no. They're totally different. What's wrong with your eyes?
But you are listening to WTT Radio. We could be heard on the Apple app, Android app, Alexa, or you can go to www.wttradio.com.
We'll be back in a moment with more talk right here on WTT Radio. Here's Daniel Caesar on WTT Radio.
Through drought and famine, natural disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling, none of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it. Ooh, who could have thought I'd get you? Your cries, they can be heard from far and wide.
With the mostest, Mo.
Hey, this is Captain Daryl Davis. She said she was depressed. We talking about side piece, and I just got damn depressed.
Yes, it is side piece Saturday, side chick Saturday, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about side pieces. We want to know what you guys think. We got a couple more minutes on the air. You can call us at 213-292-7694. We gave out some rules about side pieces earlier in the show. We talked about what we would do if we were confronted with a side piece. We talked about taking your side pieces on trips and dates. But we haven't discussed holidays. I think holidays are off limits to side pieces. If it's Valentine's Day, you know that's February 14th. You get the 12th, boo.
You don't give them, you don't send gifts or give them gifts early.
You can hang. We can hang out on the 12th. Because then I need the 13th to plan for my main, right? Christmas for you, I don't think you get any gifts. Like, I might, you know.
You don't think so?
We might can do, like, a little Secret Santa type of thing, maybe. But Christmas for you is December 25th and 20th. No, that is Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
So, we got to do Christmas, what, the 23rd?
Yeah, it depends on that weekend.
It don't matter if it's a weekend. It might be a Wednesday night. Christmas for you would be that Wednesday, that, well, whatever day it falls on, the 23rd, before Christmas Eve.
You think so?
Ain't no Thanksgiving, bitch. It's only one day, one time we eat. Now, if we got a lot of leftovers, I might bring you a plate, but the next day.
I don't know. You know what? Well, Christmas Day, you know, our Christmas Day here, it's like, I start Christmas in October.
We know.
So.
It's Christmas now.
It is. It really is. I love Christmas. I do. I have to say, I do love Christmas.
I love each holiday, and I like to give each holiday their shine.
Well, I don't think so.
Like, let's give Halloween its time. Let's give Thanksgiving its time. Let's give Christmas its time. And then you got to wrap up Christmas quickly so that we can go ahead and hop into the new year.
Well, I do celebrate Halloween. I go to L.A. every year for Halloween. It's a big party in the streets in West Hollywood.
Okay, you got to go all the way there to celebrate Halloween?
Oh, yes. That's the biggest party in the country.
You can throw the biggest party here in Atlanta.
No, not like West Hollywood party.
Okay, well, can I come?
You can.
That's my birthday month, so you know.
It is the big. What day is your birthday?
It's the 14th. Yeah. Shout out to all my Libras. Shout out to all my Libras out here listening to me.
Hey, Libras, what's up? 213-292-7694. You have like 3 minutes to talk to us.
Yes, we are taking over. Catch That Tea with the, well, the Shade Crew's not here.
Yeah, because we, but Mo, you, like, you know what? You're part of the Shade Crew, though.
I mean, I'm part of the Shade Crew, but, you know, this is not the, like, Shade Crew for Catch That Tea, you know?
Yeah, so debonair shade.
Yeah, everybody in the station is shady.
Hey, gay Aaron.
Too much.
No, this was gay boy Bob calling. That's on. He's on Brent Star. We have like on this station. You guys have a lot of shows. So Debonair Show come on Saturday mornings from 9 to 1.
Come on with the promotion.
And Brent Star Show come on what day? Tuesdays at 12 noon.
And then we got somebody on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Mikey. Right? Hey, we got Hey Mikey.
The Hey Mikey Show from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
So check him out, and that's it.
That's it.
Oh, and this.
And then Catch That Tea with the Shade Room. Yeah. I mean, the Shade Crew.
Yeah, and they are shady too.
And that's what? Saturdays from 1 to 3, which is what we're doing right now. We held it down. I was co-hosting.
Yes, it's been a pleasure. So, what do you got planned for the rest of the day or the weekend?
Well, I was out in the sun earlier at a middle school football game. Then I came here to chop it up with y'all.
Chop, chop, chop.
Honestly, I think it's too late for brunch. So, I guess I'm going to find some lunch. Maybe someone can join me for lunch. And then I really did when I went out last night. And so, I really don't need to be drinking today, but it's Saturday. You know what? I'm going to leave the drink till tonight. I'm going to go hang out with my nephew. That's what I'm going to do when I leave here. I'm going to go get some food, and I might take my nephew to the park or something.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's gonna be my day. Well, you got shows.
Tomorrow. Well, actually, we don't. Oh, the meeting. We scheduled. This guy's coming to the meeting.
You have a meeting today?
We were scheduled to have one.
But it got canceled?
Rescheduled.
Yeah, they said it was gonna be a no for them, dog, for the day. It's Saturday.
He'll bring his roommate, but I just told him the meeting was rescheduled. Oh. And he gonna come here and think the meeting was going on and nobody was here. Everybody had to go to work and stuff.
Yeah.
In the station, we had like, oh God, we'd been missing like about 7-8 people.
Yeah.
April, August?
It's August.
Oh my God, summer is, no, everybody's in school and summer is what? Almost over.
Summer is almost over, and what else is almost over is this show. We thank you guys so much.
Catch That Tea.
For joining us on Catch That Tea. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Mo.
And I'm Captain Daryl Dave. We'll check with you next time.
Yes.
Keep it locked here for the best new hip-hop R&B music. This is Beyonce. What about I Care? You feel that?
We can play her. We can play the Queen Bee.
The Queen Bee on WTT Radio. Peace.
Until next time. You mean to all my pain. I need you to tell me this is love. You don't care what it's okay. Mine and Bruno, that's one dynamic duo. A lot of women want me, but I'm in love with you though. Your ex is unimportant, that boy can't even afford it. I drive so many foreigns, baby, I should be deported. I got a condo in Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. Go pop it for a plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Cool jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you.
Say the word and we go. You can be my freaka. Girl, I'll be a freako, mama. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. But take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry.
Shine it so bright. Strawberry champagne on us. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire.
Me, but love the way you fuck me. Girl, ain't no need for fun, cause you're my type of woman. Wanna fly you out the country to show you how I'm stunning. Cause you got what I'm wanting, and I got all this money.
Scoochie.
Said I'm giving.